देवस्य धीमहि यो न प्रचोदयात्। Now this is the Gayatri mantra, isn't it? Now Bhur Bhuva Svaha is not part of the Gayatri mantra. Gayatri is a chandas meter which consists of 24 letters. Only when you count Tat Savitirvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodaya, only 8 into 8 into 8 plus 8 plus 8. How many? That is the Gayatri mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Svaha is has been added later on. So that is not part of the Gayatri mantra. This Gayatri mantra consists of 3 lines. Tat Savitirvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. This Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi has been taken from Rig Veda. No. Tat Savitirvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi has been taken from Yajurveda. Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat has been taken from Samaveda. So by uttering these 3, as though a person is repeating Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Sama Veda. So this Bhur Bhuva Svaha has been added later on. It's not part of the Gayatri mantra. Omkara has also been added later on. But Sri Ramakrishna has given in brief, you know, first day and go. The Sandhya merges into Gayatri. And the Gayatri merges into Om. So if anybody utters Om with that understanding, he gets the merit of repeating the Gayatri mantra. First, the simple plain meaning of Gayatri mantra is that you are the creator of this whole universe. You illumine this universe. And I do not know what is good, what is not good. So I meditate upon you so that you enlighten my mind. And if once I know what is what, then I can conduct my life. So I meditate upon you whose glory is this whole universe. And you give me right understanding. This is the simplest meaning of Gayatri mantra. So first take this one, you know. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Svaha. According to some Vedic division, the whole known universe is divided into Bhuhu Bhuvaha and Svaha. Bhu means aura. Svaha means Suvaha, Svaha. Svaha means divine, what is called Svargaloka, heaven. Earth and heaven. And in between whatever is there is called Bhuvaha. Everything, anything, Pitruloka, Chandraloka, Nakshatraloka, whatever loka, Brahmaloka, whatever you put. This is for our concept. Everything, Bhuh, Bhuvaha, Svaha, what is it? It is the glory. It is good. Tat Savituhu Varenyam. Tat Savituhu. Savita means, Savitru means sun. Varenyam. Varenyam means the best, the most glorious manifestation. The whole universe is the best manifestation of that divinity. Sun means what? Not the sun that we see. Because the sun we see itself is a manifestation of his glory. Is part of this world. The sun, the moon, etc. is part of this world only. But behind this, there is one Savitru Mandala Madhyavarti Sarasi Jasana Sannivishtaha. When you meditate on Lord Vishnu, you do this Dhyana mantra.
Yes,
So this तत् सवितुः वरेण्यम्. वरेण्यम् मीन्स् दि बेस्ट् मोस्ट् वण्डर्फुल्. भर्गः, भर्ग मीन्स् महिमा. देवस्य, दट् देव हूज् ग्लोरि दिस् होल् यूनिवर्स् वास्. धीमहि, धीमहि मीन्स् वि मेडिटेट्. धीमहि मीन्स् वि मेडिटेट्. धियो यो नः, नः धियः. नः मीन्स् अवर्, धियः मीन्स् बुद्धि. प्रचोदयात्, लेट् हिम्, इट् मीन्स् ड्रैव्. प्रचोदयात् मीन्स् ड्रैव्, मीन्स् एन्लैटन्, गिव् अस् रैट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्. सो दिस् इस् द सिम्प्लेस्ट् मीनिङ्ग्. वाट् इट् इस् टेलिङ्ग् इस् दट् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इन् दिस् यूनिवर्स् इस् ए मेनिफेस्टेशन् आफ् गाड्. Since it is the manifestation of God, how can a manifestation understand the creator? How can the created understand the creator? A simple example, somebody created this chair. Can the chair understand the carpenter? Like that, the body cannot understand the creator. The mind also cannot understand its creator. But at the same time, he has given us a little bit of consciousness, little bit knowledge. You can't say, otherwise you can't even pray. You can't even say, I surrender myself to you, I meditate upon you. You can't even say that. The chair doesn't say, meditate upon you. He has given us a little bit of understanding. So, with that understanding, we can pray and say that I cannot understand you. And I don't need to understand you. But please give me this much of understanding by which I can adore you. So we say bhakti though, give me devotion. What will you do if he gives devotion? You worship him. If God gives us devotion, what do we do? You understand you are God and I am your devotee. So I will worship you. That is all we need. And if you worship him with that devotion, what does he do? He removes the distinction that you are, I am the worshipped and you are the worshipper. And when that stage comes, there is nobody to pray. There is nobody also to whom we can pray. But until we reach that state, we need to pray. So this is humble prayer. O Lord, I see that this whole universe is your glory. Bhurbhuvasvaha tat savituhu varenyam bhargaha. The best manifestation. Not worst manifestation, the best manifestation. Bhargo devasya dhimahi. Devasya dhimahi. I meditate upon such a glorious, if the universe itself is so glorious, how much more glorious could be the owner? I'll give you an incident. You know, Swamiji was traveling in Suez Canal ship, and it was a full moonlit night. You know, you must see the moonlight when you are traveling by the ocean, because there is no obstruction in that. Everyone on the deck was drinking as it were the beauty. For a long time Swamiji was also absorbed. Then he came out of that meditative mode and then he said, if Maya is so beautiful, imagine how much more beautiful is the Lord of the Maya. Who can understand? Because we can't even appreciate the Maya itself. Yeah. How much more glorious the Lord of the Maya would be if the imitation gem itself is so enchanting. Bhumeshwara. But we are fools, you know. Krishna used to tell a very nice story. We can't appreciate God. Nobody wants the original gem. Everybody wants only artificial gem. So a guru had some disciples. And he wanted to teach the disciples how we are all running after imitations, not the real one. So he wanted to teach that lesson. He took them one day into another village. Now just when he went there, the guru knew all that. So a fellow came there. He said that I am a person who can grunt like a pig. And you will not find any difference between my grunting and the pig's grunting. But it will cost you one anna for my show. The whole village had rushed off to hear this fellow grunt like a pig. Then the guru, he announced to the villager, "You stupid fools, I will show you even better grunting than these fellows. Come with me and it's free." So they all rushed back. He took him to a pigsty, caught hold of a pig and pinched it. It started grunting. And the villagers were disappointed. Oh, this. pig grunts. What is so great about it? The man grunts like a pig. It is something worth paying. The guru said, "Look, I am showing them the original thing, the real thing. Nobody appreciates. Want artificial. This is the nature of the world. But we are all caught in this maya net. How difficult it is to get rid of it. This is what the disciple is praying for. Yes, somehow I understand. This is your imitation goal. It is your, it is not you. It is your glory, a glimpse of you. I want to know you. How can I know you? Only by your grace. So I meditate upon you. Reveal yourself unto me. Dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayanti te. On whomsoever I bestow my grace, to them I grant them that right understanding. And once they have the right understanding, then they recognize who is theirs and who is not theirs. Sri Ramakrishna gives the story of the Homa bird. As they are falling, somehow their eyes get cheeks open and they understand. We are falling. If we fall, we will be dashed to pieces. And our mother is there. So let us go back to our mother. These are all symbolical things. Otherwise, don't search for a Homa bird. Is there any egg which falls and falls and falls and doesn't break? Indian advertisement. You know, somebody bought some egg. He wanted to make an omelette. So he was trying to break it. Even if you take a hammer and it doesn't break. Advertisement. Because we put super glue on it. Only an Indian can come up with this kind of advertisement. Oh, there's another one. There's so many of them. What is this?
So the hen. Hen eats the grains from the pericon box. Right?
Huh.
And then it puts the egg, right, Maharaj?
Hmm.
It lays the egg. That egg
So because it is,
yeah,
it has eaten what we call grain. So the egg, the chick cannot come out of the.
So he tried to break with the hammer, Maharaj.
Yeah.
So it will go and hit in one water pot, and the water steel water
pot,
Maharaj. To hit that water pot will get cold. So like that egg goes to many places, Maharaj. So they will be showing one thing.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay. Did you understand?
Yes.
Let us pray to God that only by His grace we have the right understanding. Then we understand what that who is God. And once you understand, you don't feel tempted by anything else. That is why Gayatri saves a man. Gayantam prayatiti Gayatri. You know? What is the meaning of mantra? Mananat prayate iti mantra. Gayantam prayate iti Gayatri. It saves man. It gives them, leads them to liberation. That is why Gayatri has been given so much of importance. Yeah.
I have a question about avatar of Vaishnaya.
Yes.
Is it a claim of superiority over Krishna, Buddha, Jesus?
No. That is a, obviously, that would be misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because, you see, first of all, if there are two people, then who is superior, who is inferior? That comparison is possible. But if it is the same person, how do you say that this person is superior to this person? If it is the same reality, then you cannot do that. But supposing there is a actor. He acted in so many plays. But one particular play, his acting became superior. All his powers have come out. Then everybody says, this is, what is that about?
Just role.
What is that about?
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar
award. So like that, in that sense, he said. This is to say, the manifestation of power of incarnation in this age has been much more than in the previous ages. Only in that sense. Otherwise it comes, these Hindus are preaching the superiority of, but that goes even against Hindus. You know why? Because after all, you know, Jesus Christ is only one incarnation. And Buddha is another incarnation. But all the rest of the incarnations are only Hindus. Rama, Krishna and all that, isn't it? We have to understand it. The manifestation of the divine glory is much, much more in this incarnation than as we know in the past incarnations. That is all it means. Okay. Not Suprabhat. We do that for Narayana Sutra. Yeah. So you see, this is a custom. When a student starts learning from the Guru, you know the meaning of Sahana Bhavatam. That Saha means now. Now means two. Together. You and me. So the guru and the teacher and the student. So let us learn and let us become stronger. Let us be protected by God and let God reveal the meaning. In the sense that let the guru has the power to convey the meaning properly, and they let the disciple also have that correct mind to be able to understand what the teacher is talking about, and that comes only through God's grace. So let all these obstructions be removed, and let there be no misunderstanding between the teacher and the student. Ma vidvishavahai. That means, you know, wherever there are two people, there is a possibility of misunderstanding. Even between Guru and teacher. So many examples are there. Ramanuja and his Guru. And his Guru, in fact, wanted to do away with him. Because Ramanuja was criticizing Advaita. He wanted to give. But fortunately, you know, Ramanuja had a spy among the disciples. He had installed one, webcam or whatever it is. So he heard everything and conveyed it to Govinda, when Govinda was there. And he conveyed it to Ramanujacharya that our master is plotting. As when he takes you on a pilgrimage, then he will do away with you. And then he can tell that some wild animal had killed him. Like in those days, forensic science has not developed.
They are walking.
Yeah. Then you see, after that he runs away. So this is how the story goes. So what about your great Yajnavalkya? Yajnavalkya, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There are two Brihadaranyaka Upanishads. Shukla Yajurveda and Krishna Yajurveda. So this Yajnavalkya is famous in the Shukla Yajurveda because he got it from the sun. So what happened? You see, there was a misunderstanding between the teacher and Yajnavalkya. Once the teacher told to his disciples that I need your help, you do some ritual for my health, something like that. But this Yajnavalkya was a superior man. Very intelligent person. So, he said, why do you bother about the others? I alone can do the whole lot. The teacher thought he was very arrogant. He said, give back all your teaching to me. Interesting. Give back all your teaching to me. He said, if you learn something, how are you going to see? You can do that. You know, suppose I taught you a song. To sing in a particular way. And afterwards I get annoyed with you. You give back your what I taught to back to me. How are you going to give it back to me? So do not sing in that tune. Or you just change it. One letter there and one letter there. Na Ram Krishna Til Dva Treta Yugam. We changed it. Were you there?
The
Treta Yuga me, Treta Yuga.
Till she came later.
Ram Krishna Bhagavan, like that. So, you see, there you read that. Treta
Yuga.
Till Ram Bhagavan. Treta Yuga till Ram Bhagavan. So he said till means me, Hindi. Treta Yuga me, in Treta Yuga. So, Treta Yuga me Rama Bhagavan, Dwapara Yuga me Krishna Bhagavan, Kali Yuga me Rama Krishna Bhagavan. Like that, you change a little bit. And then, no, I am not singing your tune. I am singing some my own tune. That is how it is. So, Yajnavalkya, symbolically, he vomited the knowledge given by his teacher. And that was there on the ground in form of vomit.
Yeah.
Then the other disciples, they assumed the form of the three birds, small birds. Mm-hmm. And they ate that. And that is how Taittiriya Upanishad has come. What a marvelous story. Then they say Yajnavalkya. He did not have this knowledge. So he did Upasana of Surya Deva. So the Surya came in the form of a horse. That's why it is called Vajasaneya Samhita. Vajasa means horse. So then he gave him the entire Yajurveda, and that is known now as Shukla Yajurveda. So more or less two Upanishads are there, Brahmabrahadarani, two versions. Little bit change here and there. Otherwise it is the same. Yeah, like that, you know, instead of till, me. Okay, I gave back your knowledge. Like that. But that indicates what is called misunderstanding is possible between teacher and students also. That's why it is a prayer. Ma vidvishavahai. So, the same tradition continues. Whenever you chant Vedas, and every Veda has got its own Shanti Mantra. There are four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. So, whichever part of the Veda you are chanting, you have to chant that particular Shanti Mantra which belongs to that particular part of the Veda. So, that is how this Sahana Vakri is one of the Shanti Mantras we do.